The great father and son, alayhi masalam. The great father and son, alayhi masalam. Alayhi masalam.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Salat wa Salam ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you in our new program called The Great Father and Son. Subhanallah. We'll be talking about the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam and the life and legacy of Sayyidina Ismail ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam in the series of these episodes and programs. I hope inshallah you will be learning immense amounts of knowledge about these great prophets alayhim assalam inshallah azza wa jal. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, which is introduction of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, let's make few good intentions, insha'Allah azza wa jal. In order to earn a reward, my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Mawlana, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset. We should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program and you're watching this, let's make all good intentions that we will do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll present and you will listen. We'll remember what we learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too, insha'Allah azza wa ta'ala. And remember, the more intentions you add for a particular task or any particular deed, the higher the reward you can easily attain and multiply. Respected viewers, as I earlier mentioned, today inshallah we'll be talking about introduction of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam is amongst those five ulul azm anbiya kiram, prophets, those who are very close in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are chosen one, but they hold a high status before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt, the topmost in the list is the dhat, personality of your and my beloved, our Aqa Kareem, Master, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Imamul Anbiya, leader of all the prophets, subhanallah. How beautifully Al Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman has said, Sabse Ala O Aula Hamara Nabi, Sabse Bala O Wala Hamara Nabi. And after Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the final messenger of Allah, Aba Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, comes the personality of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And then amongst those five Ulul Azm prophets, is the dhat of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And after Sayyidina Musa is the dhat of Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then comes the dhat of Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. These five are known as Ulul Azm prophets, subhanallah, who holds a great status before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respecting viewers, Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam is that personality who is known to be Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of his titles is Khalilullah subhanallah. What is Khalil? Khalil means friend. He has this great status that he is known to be Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. His nation used to worship stars and idols. In the era of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, is known to be Namrud. And he claimed to be God and he made people worship him. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam preached to his uncle and nation using clear proofs that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of worship. He is the all-powerful and creator. Whereas idols are helpless and powerless. This is what he preached once to demonstrate their helplessness. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam shattered them to pieces. When we look at the dhikr of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam in Quran, then we find that in Surah Al-Baqarah, we find it in Surah Al-An'am, Surah Hud, Surah Ibrahim itself, Surah Al-Hijr, and Surah Maryam, Surah Anbiya, Surah Hajj, Surah Al-Shura, and Surah Al-Ankabut, and then Surah As-Safat, Surah Zariyat, and Surah Mumtahina. These are the beautiful surahs which mention the dhikr of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, you can understand the importance of the dhikr of Sayyidina Ibrahim and the status which he holds before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why in many surahs, subhanallah, the dhikr is mentioned. His famous name, which is Ibrahim. Now, if we look at the root word it is derived from, is Abun Rahim. What does it mean? Which translates as merciful father. Just as he, alayhi salam, was extremely merciful, as evident through numerous examples from his life, he, alayhi salam, was also renowned for his hospitality, mercy, and generosity, which is why he is called Ibrahim. If you talk about his title, that is Khalilullah, friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas his kunya is Abuddifan, meaning the one who is the most hospitable. Subhanallah. If you talk about the birth of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was born during the rule of Namrud bin Kan'an in the town on the outskirts of Babul, a city of Iraq. The story of the birth of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is very interesting as well as very miraculous. Mufassireen and historians have stated that once Namrud dreamt that a star rose whose light made the sun and moon lightless. He became fearful and asked the foretellers about the interpretation of this dream. They said, "This year, a boy will be born in your kingdom who will become the cause of your kingdom's downfall. And the followers of your religion will be torn apart by him." Hearing this news added to the worry of Namrud. So he issued a command that any child who is born should be killed, and that men should live separate to women. He formed a department to oversee this. Who could advert divine decree? During the same period, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam's honorable mother became pregnant. But due to being young, it could not be identified that she was pregnant. The foretellers also informed Namrud that the child had already been conceived, which further aggravated Namrud's worry. When the time of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam's birth drew near, his mother went to the basement that her father had dug and prepared far from the city. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was born there. Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for something to happen, then nobody can change that. And this is what actually happened. Especially because if we talk about the appearance of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, we come to know that the appearance of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam resembled the appearance of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, meaning our beloved Prophet, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is stated in Sahih al-Bukhari that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, "To know the appearance of Ibrahim alayhi salam, look at your companion," meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. As for Musa alayhi salam, he was slim and had a wheaten complexion. He rode a red camel with reins made from the bark of date palm. inside its nose. It is as if I were looking at him now as he descends into a valley while uttering Allahu Akbar. This is how Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam described the complexions, subhanAllah. Additionally, it is stated in Muslim that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, I met with Musa alayhi salam on the night of ascension. He was like the men of Shanu'a. He had a slender body and his hair was combed. Then he said, I met with Isa alayhi salam. He had a medium stature and red complexion and looked vigorous as if he had just come out of the bath. And I saw Ibrahim alayhi salam and I resemble him the most from his progeny. SubhanAllah. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself explained that he resembled with Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam the most. Respective viewers of Madani Sharif, if we talk about his love for Salah, subhanAllah, it was distinctive love he had. Hence, it is mentioned, Sayyidina Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala says that once Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam requested in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Oh my Lord, this makes me worried when I see there is no one worshipping you except me on the face of this earth. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent angels who would offer salah alongside him and stay with him. His dua was accepted and angels would accompany Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to offer salah. Especially because of Madani Sharif, salah is such a beautiful ibadah, such a beautiful worship that was even dearer to Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyina alayhi salatu wasalam. It was loved by Anbiya alayhi salam. And again, no doubt, to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam would stand at night to offer salah. We should also love salah. We should also offer salah. 5 daily prayers, we should not miss a single. This program is because we can learn something from the life and legacy of Anbiya Kiram, subhanAllah. Likes of Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Ismail ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And we come to know that how much they loved offering salah. We should also develop that passion. We should also love salah and we should not miss. Rather, we should offer out of devotion and with love. We should stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with humbleness. We should do ruku, we should do sujood. What a beautiful form of ibadah it is. Respectable, another beautiful form of ibadah is Hajj. SubhanAllah. Sayyidina Ibrahim, ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, and performance of Hajj. We come to know that various accounts of Sayyidina Ibrahim's Hajj have been given in hadith and narrations. Muhammad bin Ishaq, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, said, every year Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam would go to Kaaba to perform Hajj whilst mounted on Baraq. Allahu Akbar, the name of his riding animal. And even some have also said that this was the heavenly Baraq. Sayyidina Mujahid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, once Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail alayhi salam performed Hajj on foot. So performing Hajj on foot is the sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Ismail ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam too. Hazrat Yazid bin Shayban radiallahu ta'ala and says that we were at a place in Arafat, which was quite distant from the place of standing. So Ibn Marba Ansari radiallahu ta'ala and came to us and said, I am a messenger to you from the messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He asks you to remain at your places, for you are on the legacy of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. Meaning, stay here considering it a sunnah of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and do not attempt to get close to me. Hazrat Amir bin Wafila radiallahu ta'ala has stated, I asked Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma about the ritual walk, sa'i, between Mount Safa and Mount Marwa. So he replied, the first person to perform this was Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. And very, very, very famous sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, which is known as Sunnah Ibrahimi, Allahu Akbar, which is qurbani, sacrifice. Performing sacrifice is also a sunnah of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, as Sayyidina Zayd bin Arqam radiyallahu ta'ala and has stated, the companions asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what are these sacrifices? He replied, it is a sunnah of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. We learned the love for salah. We learned the Sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, that is also performing Hajj of Baytullah. Respectively, if Hajj is fard upon you, do not delay in performing this fard, this important fard in your life. Go as soon as possible you can make this and perform this Hajj. There are people, they find certain excuses that I should do this first or that first, do this first or that first. No. Respected rules of Madani Shail, if Hajj has become fard upon you, please do not delay. Go to Hajj. This is such a beautiful ibadah, subhanAllah, which can only be performed in certain days and again at a very sacred place, subhanAllah, in Makkatul Mukarrama and in Arafat, Muzdalifah, Mina. These rituals can only be performed in these sacred places, holy lands. You should not delay it. We never know when we will be departing from this mortal world, when we will die, we never know. So earlier is better. Perform this beautiful sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu salam and Prophet, and no doubt Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam sunnah, as well as it is fard upon those who are capable of doing this. So they must perform Hajj, following the life and legacy of these great personalities who ever graced this face of earth, who are chosen ones, who are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their adab, their act, what they performed, they were such a dear in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, they have been made as a great example for us to follow. What a great legacy they have left behind. What a great footsteps they have left for us to follow. Alhamdulillah, we are fortunate that we follow Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. We follow Anbiya Kiram alayhi salam. We follow Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Qurban is wajib and you meet certain conditions which make it wajib upon you, so do not miss this beautiful form of worship too, following the sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim. If you talk about manners, again, subhanAllah, the zat of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stands out. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam's manner were exemplary. He was ordered by Allah Almighty to remain steadfast in this regard. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam said, Allah Almighty sent the following revelation to Ibrahim alayhi salam. O my Khalil, continue showing good manners, even if those before you are disbelievers. By doing so, you will enter the group of the pious, Abrar, subhanAllah. Indeed, my decree has been issued for the one who has good manners, that I will grant him the shade of my throne. I will quench his thirst and I will bring him close to my mercy. What a great piece of advice. This is respective views of Malachi. Having good manners, your character, your conduct, how you talk, how you deal, what are your affairs, day-to-day routine, dealing with others, subhanAllah. How do you approach people? How do you talk to people? How good you are in talking, in behaving, in your manners, in your conduct. That's what it is, subhanAllah, matters a lot. And this is what is reflected in the seerah of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And one who possesses these qualities, these attributes, manners, good conduct, what a reward, subhanAllah. We just heard that a person will be close to mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will quench his thirst and he will get the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else we need on the day of judgment? There will be no other shade other than the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who will get that? The one who possesses good manners. And Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wassalam was amongst those top ones who possessed good manners, good conduct. His akhlaq, his behavior, subhanAllah, was matchless. What can you talk about? The trust, tawakkul, obedience, and the contentment of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. This was illustrated by the fact that he was willing to sacrifice his own son, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, and leave his infant son and wife, Sayyidatuna Hajira radiyallahu ta'ala anha, in the wilderness due to the divine command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, when Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into the fire, he said, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, meaning Allah Almighty is sufficient for me and He is the best disposer of affairs. As a result, nothing belonging to him was burnt except the ropes. My Islamic brothers and viewers of Padri Shalom, today's episode we looked at a brief introduction of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, and also we looked few of his attributes, subhanallah, his qualities, what he possessed, and we tried to learn a few Madani pearls from the life and legacy of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, we'll continue talking about the life and legacy of Sayyidina Ibrahim, inshallah, in upcoming episodes. Keep watching this program, The Great Father and Son. And keep watching Madani channel. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Great Father and Son, alayhim as-salam.